Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our lead story this evening, I'm joined by Babal Kushner, the Chief Executive Officer of the Construction Industries Federation of Namibia. Welcome.
Thank you, Angie. Thanks for having me on this program.
So, Babal, what inspired the CIF to host this infrastructure development forum, and why was Lutwitz chosen as the venue?
Well, last year, Angie, we had held an event, a forum, one-day event on the Hyphen Energy project here in Windhoek. And it became clear that obviously a project of that size and nature will require a lot of surrounding infrastructure development. And this is what we want to hear about now. And I mean, it's happening in Lutwitz, the infrastructure development. So we felt it's really best to go there where the action is. Lutwitz was chosen because it's at the center of Namibia's most exciting new opportunities, really, oil and gas, green hydrogen potentially, and really holding the forum there highlights Lutwitz's growing role as a hub for national and regional development. And we felt it was really important to create a national platform for all stakeholders, including government. We have government representatives speaking about projects and state-owned enterprises as well as private sector, so that they can discuss infrastructure and construction openly with the private sector, practically what is lying ahead in the pipeline.
How does the forum aim to support Namibia's construction sector, especially in light of the national development priorities?
By giving contractors early insight into government and private sector project pipelines. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, we will have quite a number of speakers there that will share information about projects that will be scheduled for the foreseeable future. So really by aligning the industry, our construction sector, with national priorities like housing delivery, transport corridors and energy projects, so people become aware about what is happening in the very near future so that they can capacitate themselves. And really by creating a dialogue on how to empower Namibian contractors to lead these developments, I mean, it will naturally lead to those discussions as well.
Thank you, Babal. What makes this year's forum different from previous industry gatherings?
I mean, it's really the first time that we have an event of this nature where we bring project owners together with our industry, with the contractors, with the suppliers, so that they understand how they would need to capacitate themselves to be able to participate in the future. And it's also really the first time that such a large focus platform is held in Lutwitz, really at the heart of the new energy projects. And we have top-level speakers there spanning from government and state-owned enterprises. We have also banks represented and private sector project owners. And yeah, it's really first time that we're having that we have project owners presenting projects to the industry. And so clear focus on opportunities this time around, not just challenges, with practical sessions on projects, like I said, in the pipeline. And there will also be an emphasis on how smaller Namibian businesses can participate. And I would see that mostly in form of collaboration with the larger contractors.
With more than 35 high-profile speakers confirmed, what kind of projects and opportunities will participants hear about?
We will hear about oil and gas infrastructure. We have speakers from Total Energies, BW Energy, that will represent on the first day. Then we also will hear about port expansions and other offshore support facilities. We'll have speakers from NAM Port, from NAM Water, NAM Power, Namibia Airports Company. Obviously, that would look at the infrastructure surrounding the airport. And we would also hear a lot about sort of utility-related infrastructure. Yeah, I think that's quite a lot of projects that will be discussed. And we will also have, for example, Safland, that we'll be speaking about the shopping mall development, and we will also have three aquaculture companies that will be presenting, because whilst it's happening, obviously, in the ocean, but there's also onshore facilities that are required. So quite a lot of number of projects and opportunities will be talked about. And then we will also have on the last day very strong panel discussions, very strong speakers that participate in the panel discussions. And that is really to inform, especially SMEs, how to really participate in what is lying ahead in terms of all the new opportunities. We'll be looking at subcontracting arrangements, how to really become, position yourself to be subcontracted. And we're also looking at potential joint ventures between bigger local companies, Namibian companies with the Namibian SMEs, whether indeed that is possible. And then we also were looking at sort of best practices in procurement. What you find a lot in the industry is happening under costing. Obviously, that is not great, because that can lead to trouble later at point of implementation. So it's on the last day. It's a lot also about capacitating the industry in terms of sort of, subcontracting, joint ventures, best practice in terms of procurement. And we will also have Hyphen giving us an update about their project. So it's really jam-packed with a lot of information.
Why is it important for contractors, SMEs, and suppliers to have advanced knowledge of upcoming infrastructure projects?
Well, when you know what lies ahead, then it really helps you to enable your business to prepare your capacity, to see sort of what kind of skills are required, what kind of plants and machinery, and finance. So it gives you upfront knowledge. And in this way, one would create opportunities not only, for the larger contractors, but also for SMEs to position themselves as subcontractors or suppliers as well. And, at the end of the day, this can really help to improve planning, and which at the end result might also lead to less project delays and more Namibian participation. Of course, we cannot circumvent the normal procurement process, but I think it's important to have upfront knowledge so that you can prepare yourselves.
And then how does the forum tie into Namibia's broader economic recovery and industrialization agenda?
Well, we hope that it will achieve that, but essentially infrastructure development and therefore also construction is the foundation for economic growth. I mean, we can talk now about from housing, there's a huge requirement, and the infrastructure supporting sort of energy development, logistics and manufacturing, all that requires infrastructure and therefore construction and building services. So I hope that the forum essentially ties into that. And I think with that, we also would be supporting the national goals of diversification, job creation and industrialization, and position Namibia to benefit from oil and gas and green hydrogen while ensuring local participation. I mean, our emphasis, of course, is on local participation and to make use of the opportunities that are created as a result of these new and emerging industry sectors. And construction sector growth essentially can underpin the recovery across many other industries. So I think that essentially it ties into economic recovery and the industrialization agenda of Namibia.
Just the last question, what outcomes do you hope to see once the forum is done?
I think very important that there is a clearer alignment between government and industry on infrastructure priorities, and that we see much greater, stronger local participation, and that we really have a shared commitment in this regard, and also fairer procurement. And it will automatically happen that we will talk a lot about the Construction Council, because that is kind of a hindrance that our industry is still not regulated. So we hope as a result of that, there will be also renewed urgency to establish the Construction Council as the backbone of industry regulation. And we want to see concrete business connections and partnerships that lead to real contracts for Namibian companies. And at the end and above all, really momentum so that we can see plans turn into action that will drive jobs, skills, and growth. So I think, this event that we are organizing in collaboration with the Konrad Adenauer Stiftung and partners such as the Lüderitz Waterfront Development Company, Fly Namibia, and many other institutional sponsors really can bring people together for our delegates to hear more about the projects that are in the pipeline, and it will allow them to prepare themselves accordingly, i.e. to capacitate themselves. And if I may add here, we can still receive bookings for this forum or registrations until Friday this week. That's the 4th of October. And if anyone is interested, they should contact us at admin@cifnamibia.com. The interest is great. Bookings are rolling in, so one should act swiftly. So yeah, we're very excited. We have, if I perhaps can just mention the other sponsors as well. We've got FNB and Standard Bank, African Personnel Services, Access Laboratory Services, Parolin Paints, Neo Paints. Then we have also Namport sponsoring us, and then NET Pumps, Water and Pumps, and NEC Energy, or Horongo Cement, Windhoek Hire Sales and Services. And one of our great sponsors is also Namibia Welding, Building and Civil Works, a contractor that is also a member of the CIF. And of course, the Lüderitz Town Council is also very much supportive of that. And we really have to thank all of them to make this, that we can help us to make this happen. And all the speakers that are getting prepared for this conference, that are providing their time free of charge and also help us with really achieving our aim of this event.
Bärbel, thank you so much for talking to us.
I thank you very much, Angie. Thanks for the opportunity. It was good to chat to you.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.